just passing through? Legal obligations transit travelers should know. International transit travel is often perceived as a temporary and legally insignificant stage of a journey. Many passengers assume that because they remain within an airport's transit zone and do not formally enter the country, local laws and regulations do not fully apply to them. From a legal perspective, however, this assumption is incorrect and may expose travelers to significant civil, administrative, or criminal consequences. Transit passengers remain subject to the jurisdiction of the state through which they pass, regardless of the duration of their stay or whether they leave the airport premises. Accordingly, travelers must ensure that they comply with all applicable immigration, customs, aviation security, and criminal laws during their transit period. Applicability of local laws within transit zones. Airport transit areas do not constitute international zones that are exempt from national law. As a matter of public international law and domestic jurisdiction, airports and their transit facilities remain within the territorial sovereignty of the host state. Consequently, passengers in transit are legally bound by the laws and regulations of the transit country from the moment of their arrival until their departure. These obligations may include compliance with immigration and visa regulations, customs declaration requirements, restrictions relating to prohibited or controlled items, aviation security procedures, currency disclosure regulations, and public order and conduct laws. Non-compliance may result in administrative penalties, denial of onward travel, detention, confiscation of items, deportation, or criminal prosecution, depending on the nature and severity of the violation. Possession of restricted or prohibited items. One of the most common legal issues affecting transit passengers concerns the carriage of prohibited or controlled substances and items. Travelers frequently overlook the fact that certain medications lawfully prescribed in one jurisdiction may be classified as controlled substances in another. Several countries impose strict regulatory frameworks governing narcotics, psychotropic substances, and prescription medications. Accordingly, transit passengers carrying medication should ensure that they have a valid medical prescription, supporting medical documentation, quantities consistent with personal medical use, and any prior governmental approvals required under local law. In addition, items such as drones, electronic cigarettes, CBD-related products, sharp instruments, and substantial amounts of undeclared currency may trigger customs inspections or criminal investigations in certain jurisdictions. Transit status does not exempt a passenger from liability where prohibited items are discovered in their personal belongings or checked luggage. Transit visa and immigration compliance. Transit passengers are not universally exempt from visa requirements. Depending on the applicable immigration framework, travelers of certain nationalities may require a transit visa even where they do not intend to formally enter the country. Transit visa requirements may vary based on factors including the traveler's nationality, the duration of the transit period, whether the traveler must transfer between terminals or airports, baggage collection and rechecking procedures, and overnight layovers. Failure to comply with applicable immigration requirements may result in refusal of transit, financial penalties, removal procedures, or temporary detention by immigration authorities. Passengers are therefore strongly advised to verify the applicable transit requirements before traveling, rather than relying solely on airline arrangements or assumptions regarding airport transfers. Conduct within airports and criminal exposure. Airports are highly regulated security environments governed by strict aviation and public order legislation. Conduct that may appear trivial in one jurisdiction may constitute a criminal offense in another. Examples include disorderly or disruptive conduct, verbal abuse directed at airport or airline personnel, intoxication in restricted areas, unauthorized photography of security facilities, and statements or jokes relating to explosives, weapons, or threats to aviation safety. In many jurisdictions, aviation-related offenses are subject to zero-tolerance enforcement policies because of their potential implications for public safety and national security. Transit passengers should therefore exercise heightened caution and behave appropriately during all interactions within airport facilities. obligation to cooperate with authorities. Passengers in transit are legally required to comply with lawful instructions issued by immigration officers, customs authorities, airport security personnel, and law enforcement agencies. Obstruction, refusal to cooperate. The provision of misleading information or attempts to circumvent inspection procedures may constitute separate legal violations, regardless of the passenger's underlying intention. Where language barriers arise, travelers should request interpretation assistance through the appropriate channels rather than refusing to engage with the authorities. Importance of pre-travel legal due diligence. A substantial number of transit-related legal incidents arise from insufficient awareness rather than deliberate misconduct. Travelers often focus exclusively on the laws of their final destination while overlooking the legal requirements that apply in transit jurisdictions. Before undertaking international travel, passengers should conduct appropriate due diligence regarding transit, visa requirements, customs and import restrictions, medication control regulations, currency declaration obligations, airline transfer procedures, and airport security policies. This is particularly important when traveling through jurisdictions known for the strict enforcement of customs, narcotics, or aviation security laws. Conclusion: transit travel does not place passengers outside the scope of local law. Airport transit zones remain subject to the jurisdiction and enforcement authority of the host state, and transit passengers remain legally accountable throughout their presence within that territory. Even brief layovers may expose travelers to significant legal consequences where local laws or regulatory requirements are misunderstood or disregarded. Proper preparation, legal awareness, and full cooperation with the competent authorities are therefore essential to ensuring compliant and uninterrupted international travel. Where transit-related legal issues arise, obtaining timely legal advice may assist in protecting the traveler's rights and mitigating potential legal exposure.